Just listen.
I have tomatoes on my patio. They're growing. It's very exciting. And strawberries.
I thought that was strawberries.
Sorry.
Oh,
strawberries too.
See, so next year, I'm going to need you to go, okay, bitch, let's get these in pots because I have so many seeds of things that probably should be, you know, growing now. But I don't, yeah, I'm like, why? Summer's almost over. I'm like, why? But I do want to grow tomatoes. I want to grow as much as I can because groceries are fucking crazy. Yeah, so. Anywho, so sidebar, that's what we had to tell. Because I was really very, I was so mad. I went outside and it was nothing but black people in line. I want to be like, look, I know we love, this is not Red Lobster. I know that's what you guys are thinking. But do not waste your, and it wasn't cheap. Like him and I got, what was it? Three drinks for $12. Like it was a special. First of all, you know, it's not like that great of a restaurant if they do three drinks for $12.
They tried to force, watered down margaritas, they call it a daiquiri, because he tried to say I wanted the three drink special, but I was driving.
Well, first of all, what's a daiquiri? Daiquiri? Like, isn't a daiquiri mixed, blended in a blender? Right? Like, you agree?
So. Yeah.
They bought him like a Cadillac margarita. Like, the it was goosey liquid over ice and hella salt. And I was like, what about that? A strawberry?
Salt.
Yeah. It was all bad.
That's
the salt. Exactly.
Sugar exactly. And rum.
And he acts like he was an idiot. He goes, no, that's how we do it. And he was like, that's not how anybody does it. Like, what are you talking about?
That was the margarita. Yeah.
And
so,
it was tequila too. Because I can't stand tequila. And yeah, I was so, like, dude, I didn't order
it. I'm sorry.
He got a margarita.
Your tip, get a different job. So we didn't get a tip. And he had the nerve to get attitude. I mean, I still paid $60 for two entrees, some okay calamari that he brought with no sauce. I was like, who the fuck's gonna eat this? And then my three drinks, like $69, was not worth it. I would have rather went and ate at a Peppermill, like some shit like that. Like, let's go and get some Subway or something. So yeah,
but this is where I'm gonna contradict your earlier point. See, how you deal with situations like this is actually to go on social media and tag the restaurant.
Yeah,
they'll address it right away. I promise, because everyone else will start chiming in, like, "Oh yeah, I had that same experience. This place
and it
sucked.
Was such a busy week." Like while we were there, it was five basketball tournaments. It was the NBA summer league. It was WNBA. I don't know who wants to go see Carrie Underwood, but she was, you know, residency, Usher's residency. You know, it was a lot going on there. And like the tournament that we went to take my son to, 5,000 people easy. Like, it was crazy. So, yeah, that's good. I should ask my brother-in-law if he did that, because he is that type that he would get on social media. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, major fail. So, please, no one go to Ocean One and Planet Hollywood. One, it's hella hard to find. Like, you'll be walking around that bitch forever. But, so, to that horrible waiter, sitting on the spin, sir. So, we're done with Carly. Girl, like, come on. Like she'll probably end up getting like a really good deal through like Brazzers or something like that. She'll end up being like a porn star. Speaking of, let's end this episode talking about some good old, well, it was mid-sex because I had to watch it. Do you guys know who Lena the Plug is?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm gonna have to send y'all some stuff. Okay. So there is a, you can call him a podcaster. He ruined his entire platform earlier this year, but his name's Adam22. Lena is now his wife. They were engaged. They've dated for like 7 years or whatever. And she was a porn star. I mean, okay, like that guy said today, can we not say star? She was a porn actress. And her and Adam started a podcast called Plug Talk, where they invite female adult actresses on. They interview them and then they fuck them. They have like threesomes. Now, Adam does not look like his stroke is good. He does not look like he puts it down. So I don't get it. But hey, you do you. So this entire, mainly in the past like 2 years, that it's been more prevalent that they are entering into the adult sex industry. she's talked about how he's winning because he always ends up in a threesome with her and another female. And she's like, when am I going to get, you know, an MFM? He's like, I don't know about that. And she's like, well, what about me just having a scene with another guy? He was always kind of like iffy about it, like playing around. Now, I don't follow him because he's a weenie. And all of a sudden, well, okay, I'll say this. He has a great podcast platform. Basically like the West Coast staple of hip hop. Like a lot of the other like hip hop podcasts are based in, you know, back east. So he was pretty successful. He had black creators, black hosts, like ex gangbangers, you know, so many people that know the street and shit like that. And they really helped to elevate his channel. Like his channel was already well known, but come to find out he was bankrupt during this time. But he hired these gentlemen. They made it so much better. That's when we were fans. And then he got real white. He got real Wojite. And ruined their relationship. Where these gentlemen, shout out Back on Fig, shout out Community, Fig Community World. They went and started their own platforms. They had already, you know, started kind of doing their own Twitch streams and podcasts. But once that happened, they just blew up. I'd say within 2, maybe 3 months, they already got their 100,000 subscriber plaque. And they're doing really good. So he went and got a whole bunch of replacements. He likes to be around black people because he makes them feel good, black men. And these ones that joined the platform after the incident, you guys are dumb. Moms, give them a hug because they clearly need some attention. But all of a sudden, because everybody's kind of talking about them, talking about how he had allegations of messing with a 16-year-old when he was way over 18. And so it's just a lot of, I'm going to say cancel culture, but just people just not fucking with him anymore. Well, of course, he knows how to get attention. So all of a sudden, his wife is, they got married in Italy like a month or two ago. And on their honeymoon, or shortly after their honeymoon, she filmed the scene, she fucked Jason Love. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
No.
You're not missing out on anything. So
that guy right there.
Yeah. Not missing out on anything. Like I said, their scene was so mid. But she comes out on what is now X, not Twitter. And you could tell she's in her outfit, like it's, you know, behind the scenes. And she's like, guess what's about to happen? And what was crazy is that it was within the 2-week announcement of her and Adam getting married. So she is, I mean, her smile is wrapped around her head. Like she is so happy to get this black man's penis. And to finally be fucked by somebody other than Adam. And they, you know, teased the scene and they were like, it'll be out mid-July or whatever. They put it out and then only sold it for $5. And before, I mean, it had been released, it was already on like Spank Bank and Pornhub.
48 hours, like it was free.
Yeah, it was free. Like, even if I wanted to, I was not, like, you didn't have to pay. So everybody's calling him cuck. Everybody's, you know, saying like, how dare you let your wife, you know, have sex with, we're going to keep it raw here. Fuck another man. And you know how the internet is. They like to lie. So they're like, on your honeymoon. It wasn't on their honeymoon. I mean, it may have been the day after they got back from Italy or whatever. But, and the worst part, one, internet, since everybody refers to the internet like it's a real tangible thing. Being a cuck, learn the actual definition of these words before you guys can start using them. Because it bothers, because they use it, the internet uses it as a description of like a simp as well. And that's not what, you know, being a cuck is. Do research, read a book, do a Google search. Like, it's not that. So, you know, he's taking a whole lot of just people talking shit about him, or people going on his live stream being like, I got next.
But part of that is because of how she acted.
Oh, well, yeah, I was going to go back to that. Yeah. Yeah.
She was heavily into it.
Yeah, like, you guys have to see. Yeah. Please just do yourself a favor. Like, it's not good. It. Like, you're not going to be like, ooh, I'm ready and Randy after it. Like, I watched it. I was like, what? Like, I could have fallen asleep for a little bit of time.
So afterwards, the guy Jason Love does the interview and he's like, she was too tight. So he accidentally came inside of her.
He said he was numb.
Or numb, whatever. But when he came inside of her, she then proceeded to take it out of herself and eat it. Like, she was just doing a whole
way too into it.
For somebody that was married, it was just supposed to be doing a movie.
Like, that wasn't a director, you know, like, direction. That was you.
Yeah.
So after he came inside of her with, hey, you do you. You and your husband, hey, that's you. But she literally, I mean, made it like a cream pie. Like a cream pie is what they would call that, right? Yeah. I don't like that shit. That shit, that's gross. I don't like to see it on camera. We'll say that. She acted like she was eating a sundae. Like, she was loving it. And then she did an interview like the next day or a couple days later saying how she couldn't walk and she was sore and she couldn't have sex with her husband for like 3 or 4 days. And now, the things that she said in this interview definitely made him look like a simp.
He reupholstered her pussy.
That's what she said. He reupholstered. I was like, why would you say that to your husband? I'm like, what? But yeah, that's like the big, like, everybody, if you hear about Lena the Plug, Adam 22, Jason Love, I'm giving you the clip notes. Now, as far as consenting adults and within your marriage and you doing that, hey, none of my biz. But girl, like, you gotta play, you gotta play the role a little bit. Like, you could have probably hooked up with him later, not on camera, and did that same shit. I guess that would be her cheating. But I just, the way that I look at it, I wouldn't do anything to disrespect my husband, whether it was intent or not. Like, I would try to be very aware of that. I wonder if her response was because he's had the opportunity to sleep with so many other women and they're, you know, in their threesomes. So if either subconsciously or consciously, she was like, I'm going to teach him something. Like, I'm wondering if her response was to kind of teach him a lesson. And if so, don't do it on video. Or the entire world.
I'm just
going to
throw this out there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of times where a couple, when they are together, will talk about fantasies that they want to see acted out, that in that space get extra kinky.
Yeah.
And crazy and seem super hot and wow at the time. And then when it gets acted out and you see it played back at you, you realize, wow, that doesn't make me look so great. Yeah. So now I'm at a back.
He recorded it. Like, he was right there recording it all. Like with different positions and shit. Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, in your safe, intimate space of your bedroom or, you know, in between in your relationship, I get it. I just, once again, just like I said about TikTok, everybody stop putting your business out there. And then she didn't value her shit.
And if he felt disrespected as the cameraman, he didn't he could have stopped. He could have, like, just, like, not filmed certain things of it or whatever. Like, you know, obviously it wasn't an issue because he kept filming it.
Yeah, in my honest opinion, I definitely think that Adam probably enjoyed it a little bit. You know,
for sure.
Yeah, but I just wonder how you decipher or determine, like, you know, my image is going to be this. This is going to be the conversation versus I'm going to do this because this is going to make me be in the conversation, which is what I really think his motivation was. Like, he's not dumb, like, as far as, you know, going viral and shit like that. He's a shitty person, but he's not dumb.
And I think he has the mentality that any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
Because he could have not put the video out if he wanted to. He could have not.
He's got people talking about him.
And then he did an interview.
To losing millions of followers after AD and them left to now, he's back to trending. He's winning.
And so Jason Love went on Fan Bus or something. It's like a Bang Bus, but it's like a podcast or whatever. And a couple of days later, and, you know, said the, you know, she was walking sore, blah, 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 or walking funny. Well, Adam then takes to X. And if you guys don't know, Twitter is now X, which is weird because do you send X's or do you still send tweets? But anyway, so he.
It's not called Twitter anymore.
Huh?
Nope.
No. Elon Musk still
send tweets. Yeah. But it's not Twitter.
It's called X. Do you have it on your phone? If you look on your phone, like the logo was X now. It's weird. Like I said, like, why would you send tweets on something called X? It's fucking weird. Anyways.
My app says Twitter still.
So. It's update
you
your phone.
You must need to update your phone.
You can't have a Nokia brick phone from No, I'm kidding.
I'll send you a screenshot of it.
Yeah. So after the interview, he went on X and he was like, I don't like what you said. Like, and just his response, you can tell that I was like trolling. Like, I'm going to keep this narrative going. So Phil Dwin, what do you guys think about that? Lindsay, what do you think? I feel like I know you. I know you're going to be like, none of my damn business. But, you know, we comment, it's what we do. What do you think? I mean, overall about the situation, I think it's a chess game. But also there needs to be education done and provided to people that mislabel him or just mislabel this whole situation. You know, there's a lot of loving couples that are an alternative lifestyles. And there's a lot that lasts way longer than you vanilla square butts. Who, you know, don't do anything. So, yeah. So, I don't keep talking. But, yeah. So, Lindsay, what do you think about that?
I have to update. Sorry.
No, you're good. I think it's exactly what you guys just closed it on. It's just influencers trying to get publicity, you know? Whatever. Y'all do you.
I mean, and what's funny is, she's Armenian, and I would never, I mean, we know Armenians, and you would never think that her family would be so accepting of her career, because most females in Armenian societies, they are, you get an education, you're going to find a man, you don't move too far away from home. But it does not include, you know, being an adult actress. But we all know as adults, we don't always do what our parents want us to be, you know, or to do.
But he also takes it to another level because he talks about it on his podcast. And so he's bringing it to the forefront. He's the one bringing it to, like, she could have did the thing with Jason Love, put out her OnlyFans, and only a couple of people have known about it. But because he then goes and talks about it, puts out tweets about it, and keeps talking about it, he knows that then people are going to end up picking up on it. And now he'll get followers back or he'll get views back to get his income back up.
Yeah. I was just, we're grown adults and like what we do intimacy wise is our business. But I could not imagine my dad too much, but my mom or my aunt or my grandma or my uncle or somebody just being like, yeah, there she is again on TMZ or anything else, you know, talking about how she's getting reupholstered. Like I just, the same way that I would think about people paying me to go gang, 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 I would, you know, I would think like, what is this fulfilling for you? Or what is it a void of? Like, what's the end game here? You know? But then again, he's not my husband. So love and success to y'all, I guess. But I will say the most disappointing part of this is that instead of people being educated and learning not to kink shame, fetish shame, or, you know, or just be in somebody else's sex life. Like, you know, overall, these, you know, this generation wants to do, accept everybody, you know, you can identify as anything you want, but yet you guys are being super judgmental about their sex life and their marriage.
And you probably done did worse yourself behind closed doors without nobody knowing.
Right. Some of y'all are being really cucked all day, every day. Your girl's fucking your best friend. So yeah, that I would say, that and Bronny James, love and light to him. I hope he's okay. I'm sure he will be. He's young. He's 18. His dad is crazy rich. But I think those are like the headlight, the headlines that we kind of wanted to cover over this bullshit episode. I just wanted to cover some bullshit. Anything you ladies want to add about any of the topics or?
Nah.
They just want to say how much they love me and how great I am. No.
I would say this. This has nothing to do with really the topics, but this is just a little nugget for you ladies out there. When I was in Jamaica, I spent a lot of time people watching at the resort. And there was a lot of beautiful women. And I would just say this to everyone. Ladies, remember that beauty is more than just skin deep. When you are out and about showing off your bodies and your makeup and all of your outfits and your stuff, and you're looking beautiful on the outside, if you do not show love and kindness to your fellow humans and be open and warm, that beauty really just is not very attractive at all. It goes away super fast.
I don't care your designer clothes. Yeah. All of that can be lost as soon as you open your mouth and you sound like a fucking idiot.
And some of the more, maybe physically not as stand out type looks or the attractive, what society thinks of as attractive looking people that are super warm and friendly and bubbling and open, they gain physical beauty to the nth degree when you look at them because of how they behave. So don't just be out there like trying to look like you think you need to look to make people's heads turn, because they might turn, but they're looking at you now. And if you aren't acting like inside what your outside's showing, that outside's gonna dim super fast. So
you're wearing them high ass heels,
reminder.
You know, you spent $500 on that bathing suit. You know, but then you can't hold a fucking conversation. Authenticity and being genuine is super attractive. I'll just add on to what Avril was saying. That's very important. And I think that too many people worry about the outward appearance and they think that that makes who they are, especially because of social media. Like, you can be anybody you want to be. You can, I mean, look, I filtered the shit out of stuff. I took 19,000 Snapchat videos last night because I was like, oh, this filter, oh, this. So I definitely get it. But as much as we have the advancements of like technology and things like that, have advances in who you are as a person, you know? So I like that. That's a mic drop right there. That's a great way to kind of end the episode. I love it. This is very true. It's very true. I mean, let's look at, I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to think of like a funny, like a comedian or something like that. What's the one from Bridesmaids? McCarthy's cousin. Well, her last name McCarthy. What's her first name? Molly or something like that. I don't know. But like, yeah, very. Like looking at her, she's respectfully. You wouldn't be like, ooh, she's an uggo. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't look like she's from the people under the stairs or anything. But of course, first appearance, like she, you know, she's full figured and whatnot, but she's funny. She's a genuine person. And I'm basing this off of interviews and stuff like that, but I'm saying she becomes much more attractive. Like, I don't think people look at your physical beauty once they know how beautiful you are on the inside, and it just adds to it. So, Melissa, shout out Melissa McCarthy. She's probably like, that's kind of a backhanded ass compliment, but it wasn't. It was. So, anywho, I'll stop blabbing now or stop because it is late and y'all gotta, well, two of y'all gotta go to work. Well, one of you have to leave the house. The other one has to work. So, I love you guys. Lindsay, you want to leave us with anything this evening?
Nah.
Nah. I'm telling you, that's the first search we're making. Nah. I do want to send loving light and healing energy to my girl, Lindsay. As many of you know, her and I both, well, MS lives with us. I don't like to say I have. The way I like to look at it, our lives were look lit. Like, it was like, I'm about to go over here with her. So I'm happy to hear that, you know, you're recovering, you're getting back to norm, because MS is a bitch and it is very, it's erratic. You know, you could be feeling so great one day, and then the next day you're down for 7, 8, 9 days, you know, so shout out to your amazing husband for being there for you, because that's one of the things, you need a really good support system. And I, you know, I'm happy to hear that you're doing better. And the next time, please, if something happens, text me, do something, especially because I broke my phone. So I don't have any of my contacts. I would have been guessing at what your number was. But hit me up, you know.
Hell yeah.
It's what I do. I'm a maker, like deep down inside. And I love to, especially because I understand MS. So, yeah. So love you and glad you're feeling better. Avalyn, I'm so happy that you made it back from Jamaica, that you had a good time, that you didn't get put into like a quarantine room.
Was
your flight 12 hours too, right? It took you 12 hours to get over there?
No.
Well, shit. Well, I remember when I went with my parents, it took 12 hours because we had to circle the ocean. I almost forgot about this. And drop fuel because it was too heavy. So that's probably why I ended up taking 12 hours, but
maybe we had a it was like 5 hours to Miami, and then like an hour and a half
to Jamaica. Really?
Yeah.
Oh no, my parents took a lot. We went to Frisco. We had like one of those double planes. I remember I was so excited because it reminded me of airplane, even though I don't think they had a double plane airplane. But yeah, we were on that shit for 12 hours, and probably about 3 hours in, we all realized that we were flying over the same ocean in circles. And then they came on and told us, oh, well, it's a little heavy, so we're dumping out jet fuel. People were like, don't we need that? Last time we went, those on a cruise, that is definitely a way to go. Other than you only get to spend a certain amount of hours on the island. But great place. We definitely want to go back. It's hot as shit there. So you missed, you missed heat here, but it's completely different in Jamaica.
It was different, but it wasn't too bad. And I just had just such a nice time. I spent a lot of time either, like we had a hammock straight out of our room. So it was right on the water. It was really nice. So I loved it. I spent a lot of time there. I was like, oh, I'm going out to the hammock.
My inner, Kelly would come out, because I don't know why I started that name, but I love the sun, and just, I mean, that. So I'm gonna say this and then get off. I realized during our trip to Vegas, anytime that we've gone before, you know, hubby and I are celebrating, we usually leave like at night and stuff like that, and you don't really get to appreciate the beauty of like the desert. It is beautiful. I mean, it's, you look at the mountains, you look at, you know, the sun rising and sunset. It's beautiful. So I say that to say, you have to take time, much like Avalyn took her, you know, her trip, and just taking time to appreciate the beauty, the different colors of the water, to the sand, you know, the people around you, you know, the trees. It, I know I sound really guru-ish right now, but I think that we have definitely lost the art of just stopping and smelling the roses, or just being present in certain situations, vacations, being in different environments. That's a great time to do that. So just what you said, just, you know, was a catalyst for that thought. So there's my stream. Stream of thought? No, that's not. No. That's not.
My bad.
So No. So yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Don't Talk, Just Listen. We love you guys. Like I've said before, please comment. We don't bite unless you want us to. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Like my son says, smash that button. He tells me that I should start everything by going, "What's up, everybody?" I'm like, I am not a YouTube. Like, I'm not a 12-year-old YouTuber. But yeah, so you guys, I hope that you have, what is today? Oh, today's just Sunday.
Monday,
yeah. So I hope that you guys have a lovely week.
Yeah, we started the full moon on the first, so enjoy that shit.
I need to set my intentions. Oh my God. I need you to come up here so that we can go shopping for my crystals and we can do my altar, or when we come down there next month.
There you go.
You can just give me all the ones of yours that I like. No. So yes, yeah, so we'll be down there probably for our anniversary to come hang out with you. And this time I want to go to Tijuana, damn it.
No, you can go.
I will. Okay, and when I get taken, like Corey Lewis, I'm here. Just kidding.
You know what? There are the huge outlets, so we can go down the right on the border.
Perfect. I definitely want to go back to the beach and go to that restaurant.
Okay.
That's, what did you say, babe?
Which side of the border?
Oh, Mexican side.
No, I can't do this.
No, I'm sorry. With the outlet.
Yes. Well, congratulations to our dear friend Avalyn as well. She had a great accomplishment that she shared with us prior. So shout out there. Like I said, love and light to Miss Beautiful Lindsay. Tell your awesome hubby we said hello. Mm-hmm. And yeah, get at us, guys. We love you. Have a great week.
Night, everybody.
Night. Bye.